Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Folks, just in case you didn't know, June is all about Men's Health Month. And joining us to talk about some new technology relative to dealing with enlarged prostates is Dr. Michael Maddox, a urologic surgical oncologist. Doc, welcome to the show.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having us.
So, Doc, I understand that Ochsner was the first to bring aquablation to Louisiana back in 2023. If you would, tell us what aquablation is and what is it used for?
Yeah, aquablation is a relatively new technology that we use to surgically treat patients or men who have enlarged prostate, which can cause them to have some real significant quality of life issues with urinary symptoms that are bothersome. And so aquablation is one of many ways to treat BPH, but it is, generally speaking, a less invasive way of treating this very common problem. It uses high-pressure water jets to ablate prostate tissue, coupled with real-time ultrasound, which really allow kind of a very precise resection without, you know, damage to surrounding structures, which I think translates to men having both an efficient and minimally invasive treatment, but at the same time having mitigated risks of side effects.
From the male perspective, I guess, Doc, it's okay to say things are sensitive down there, right?
You want to be
cautious.
Absolutely.
So I was, in preparation for this, was looking at some of the numbers. It's amazing how many men in over 50 actually suffer from what is called benign prostatic hyperplasia.
Yeah, absolutely. It is a humongous focus for really any urologist, but I think the primary care sector of medicine deals with this a lot. Just for the sake of round numbers, roughly half of men over the age of 50 are impacted in some way with bothersome urinary symptoms generally attributed to BPH. And really that number increases with age. So it's virtually linear to where, you know, depending on what you're looking at, 70% at 60, 80% at 70. So the incidence is only increasing once you reach a certain age. So,
and is there anything that you can do to try to minimize the impact of that? Or is there, you know, dietary or other things that you can engage in that might lessen?
Sure. I think that there are some very practical lifestyle issues that can be addressed, specifically to urinary health. I think what you drink impacts how much you urinate, right? So the kidneys are the body's filter for what you put into the body. And so the more you drink, the more often you're going to urinate. And, you know, if you're drinking alcohol, coffee, tea, diuretics, those are only going to exacerbate what is a normal physiologic process. So I think there are some lifestyle things that you can practice to try and minimize the effect that BPH can have on the quality of life issues that men experience with it. So
if you drink a lot of water, is it bad to urinate too much?
That's the thing about this, is it's really not unhealthy or bad. It is just bothersome. I think once men hit a certain age, the efficiency and sort of how well you urinate sort of declines as you age. And so it's not bad to urinate frequently, and that's the problem with BPH. Sometimes when us as urologists are counseling patients when they come to see us in the office, is this is a quality of life issue in most circumstances. Certainly there can be some medical issues that and ripple effects of BPH. But yeah, it's just a quality of life. And so in a lot of ways, or in a lot of instances, it is not a harmful or detrimental problem to have from a medical standpoint.
Is there a connection between the condition of BPH and prostate cancer? I mean, it's like one of the number one cancers for men, right?
For sure. And I don't think, apart from them being tied to the same organ, there's not a direct one-to-one correlation between BPH and prostate cancer. But I do want to say, as somebody who also, as a urologist who also treats a fair amount of prostate cancer, not minimize the fact that some of these symptoms of BPH can really be a prostate cancer masquerading as a benign condition. So I want to empower men to seek medical care if they are having urinary issues and whatnot, because it can, in some circumstances, be completely benign. But at the same time, the age overlap of men who are, you know, most commonly affected with BPH are also most commonly affected with prostate cancer. So I think it's important, whether it be with your primary care physician or your urologist, to not lose sight of prostate cancer, because they can be, you know.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Concomitant.
So, Doc, let's get down to the granular details. When you say urinary issues, what exactly what do you mean? Like not being able to empty your bladder and things of that nature?
Exactly. I think the things that most commonly bring patients into our office or men with BPH are just frequent urination, nocturia, meaning having to wake up and urinate at night, which can be very disruptive, weak stream, not feeling like you can empty, and so on. So those are the most common types of symptoms that we hear or complaints from our patients.
And so when aquablation is utilized, outpatient environment, right?
So in most circumstances, we do this as an outpatient procedure. I will say that there is always some risk of an overnight hospital stay when we use aquablation, but I think by and large, we are moving more and more to the outpatient realm for sure.
And overnight for what reason?
Typically, if we're going to admit a patient after an aquablation procedure, it's usually for a monitoring of hematuria or blood in the urine. So it's right. Very common to have some amount of bleeding after this procedure. Most of the time, it's pretty minimal, and we feel typically comfortable sending the patients home with a catheter on the same day as the procedure. But every now and then, we have to, you know, admit somebody just for observation as a precaution. And, you know, in some circumstances, that might mean continuous bladder irrigation where we're flushing the bladder overnight. But that typically resolves or improves to a point where they can go home the following day.
And obviously, comorbidities, like every other surgical procedure, are important, right? And can influence that decision one way or the other.
100%. I think, you know, a good risk stratification, we are talking about men in an aging population that often have other medical problems. So I think it's important to do a real risk assessment and work with their primary care physicians or other specialists that might be relevant to the pre-op or perioperative care. But I think one of the things that I like about aquablation is it's sort of allowed us to treat not only small but large prostates in a relatively short period of time. So in my experience with aquablation, you know, we're doing large prostates in a very short amount of time, which minimizes, I think, to some degree the impact of general anesthesia, because that's really in our aging men and comorbid men. We want to try and minimize the time on the table in the operating room for sure.
Because there is a level of uncertainty, right, with the way that you will react to the medication that puts you under at different ages.
Absolutely. I mean, I don't want to pretend to be an anesthesiologist and get too in the weeds there, but certainly we do enough surgeries here to know that, you know, some men are better candidates than others. There's definitely the possibility or a risk with general anesthesia with any patient for that matter.
Is there a benefit to this as it relates to infection?
Yes, I think indirectly there is. You know, we mentioned as one of the symptoms the incomplete emptying. And if that is a sensation, that's one thing. But if it's actually happening where the patient is retaining urine, I think urine that sits around, it's kind of like stagnant water, it's at risk for infection. And so if we can get the bladder emptying more efficiently, then we can indirectly decrease the chances of recurrent urinary tract infections, which is also one of the indications for surgical management of BPH is patients who are, you know, recurrent infections without any other obvious source.
Because I can speak from experience, if you have a UTI, it's not fun. It's not fun by any stretch of the imagination, whether you're a male or a female. That's just
right.
Not fun. You don't want to be there.
100%.
You know, and utilization of antibiotics, and I guess it's like everything else. The less that you have to rely on antibiotics, the better off you are, right?
I think so. I mean, I think we see that, especially in our hospital systems where we get antibiotic resistance and, you know, there's you know, since I started my medical career, there's antibiotic stewardships and things where we're trying not to overprescribe because there are, you know, the ability of some bacteria to grow and form resistances to certain antibiotics. And so I think minimizing the infections and minimizing the needs for those medications are really important.
So with aquablation, not to get too descriptive, Doc, but how do you enter the body with aquablation?
So aquablation is sort of a dual-faceted procedure. One involves a transrectal ultrasound probe that's mounted to a robotic arm. So essentially we have an ultrasound picture of the prostate throughout the procedure. And then the second arm of the robotic procedure is something that's very ubiquitous to urology practice, is an endoscopic instrument or scope where we have a picture from the inside. So we're looking at the prostate through the penis and the urethra. So I think it's important to stress and clarify for any of those listening that there are no incisions. This is not, like I said, a very invasive thing, but we have a real-time endoscopic and ultrasound picture of the prostate. And with that ultrasound, which we are very facile with because we use ultrasound for prostatic ultrasound all the time for many reasons in urology, we're able to map out and sort of individualize patient's anatomy and tell the robotic mechanism, the aquablation machine, what tissue we want resected, and by the same, in the same vein, what we don't want resected. So, and I think that's where we get to mitigate the risk of side effects, because sexual side effects are a real thing with prostate surgeries, and we're able to spare what we think is important for sexual and ejaculatory preservation with the aquablation, which I think is another, you know, feather in its cap.
Well, it's nice that you've kind of got a three-dimensional view of what's actually going on while you're conducting the procedure, right? And without ever having to cut on someone.
For sure. And that's a departure from virtually any other type of procedure. There's no other procedure for BPH that I've, you know, been aware of that has that real-time dual-faceted monitoring. So it's, I think it's a game changer for sure.
And I have to imagine that that helps with post-op infection as well.
In terms of?
Less likely.
I think so, yeah. I mean, I think what we're seeing are some pretty dramatic improvements in urination after this. It sounds sort of cliche. I even tell some patients, I can't make you a teenager again, but in our early experience with the aquablation here at Ochsner, I've had more than one patient tell me I feel like I'm a teenager again. And so if we're getting that bladder empty and we're and our patients are more efficiently voiding, then I think we are decreasing the chances of infection. And the other thing is, if we've sent the patient home on the same day, they do generally go home with a catheter, but we've been able to get these catheters out in a very short period of time. So, you know, 3 to 5 days at most has been our experience, and we're having success.
We're visiting with Dr. Michael Maddox, urologic surgical oncologist. Doc, are there some people that are better suited for this kind of surgery, or is this something that most everyone can go through this, utilize this procedure?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked. It's interesting that probably over the course of the past 10 years since I started at Ochsner, there has been an explosion in the space of BPH and prostate surgery, meaning there are 10 new ways of doing things that didn't exist, you know, before I got here. I think one of the things that I really like about aquablation is it's really for most everybody, meaning, and I mentioned this briefly earlier, that it's good for small prostates, it's good for large prostates, it's good for patients who have a median lobe, which is prostatic tissue that sort of protrudes into the bladder lumen. And when I say large prostates, too, my first three cases, I think, were over 100 cc's, which are typically cases that would be reserved for simple prostatectomy or HOLEP, which is just a more invasive, more aggressive resection of prostate tissue. And we're able to do these, A, with low operative times, B, minimal, negative side effects, and as an outpatient. So, I think, like I said, I think this is a game changer.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it. I know we have to try to be a little sensitive with the language around
this
thing. It's always interesting. Yeah,
yeah, absolutely. I live in it all day, every day, so I totally understand. But I appreciate you having me on.
No, thank you so much, Dr. Michael Maddox, urologic surgical oncologist, talking about Aquablation. If you want more information, you can go to the Ochsner website and receive the same. Thank you so much, Doc. Have a great week. Happy 4th of July to you.
You too.
All right, we'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's morning lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.